This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two items with which to tee up this next story. First of all, Merriam-Webster, the dictionary people, say they are going to revise the entry for the word racism to more accurately reflect how systemic its oppression is. Item number two, the Recording Academy, the people in charge of the Grammys, are going to drop the word urban from their award categories. A couple of record labels have done the same thing, dropping that word. Radio stations are moving that way as well. Marketplace's Erica Barris now on What's in a Word.
After Tyler, the Creator, won a Grammy in January, he had some thoughts about the way his music is categorized.
I don't like that urban word. It's just a politically correct way to say the N-word to me.
There's urban contemporary, urban Latino, urban gospel, and more. The word really only means one thing, says A.D. Carson, a professor of hip-hop at the University of Virginia.
The genre categories have attempted really to correspond to the bodies of the people who make the music more than describing like what we might observe or hear to be unique characteristics of any of the music that's being produced.
Because there's a range of music being produced. There's Tyler, the Creator. But there's also poppy music, hip-hop, even country. This isn't the first time the music business has changed the language it uses to refer to music by Black artists. In 1942, Billboard magazine unveiled a new chart called the Harlem Hit Parade.
Take it and give.
Then it became race records, then rhythm and blues, then soul. The phrase urban contemporary took off in the 1970s. Using different words for music by Black and white artists hides the unequal ways they've been promoted and paid, says Jennifer Lynn Stover, author of The Sonic Color Line.
It shapes the way we think and understand how the music industry works, and it really hides all of these practices over the years.
The Grammys are going to use the word progressive instead of urban. A.D. Carson at UVA says that, too, could be problematic.
We just probably have to be careful that, you know, like the changing of the words don't end up, you know, just being another, like we end up with another euphemism that isn't really that different.
Another euphemism that just ends up meaning music by Black artists. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.